This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister's Office launches advice collection portal to receive public suggestions on budget formulation. Price Transparency Week campaign to begin from tomorrow to check market irregularities and price hike. Regular vehicle inspections intensified, reduced air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. And Russian President Vladimir Putin cites Ukraine conflict nearing an end. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has launched an advice collection portal to encourage direct public participation in the formulation of policies, programs and the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. The digital platform has been introduced to collect public feedback and suggestions and incorporate people's needs and expectations in a bid to make governance more transparent and people-centered. The government is making preparations to unveil its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. According to Prime Minister Balindra Saad's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, Nepalese citizens at home and abroad, along with experts and policymakers, can directly submit their suggestions on budget formulation and development priorities through the portal. She said the initiative aims to bridge the gap between citizen and the state while promoting good governance. Citizens can access the portal through the official website of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Meanwhile, the government is set to launch a week-long campaign from tomorrow targeting market irregularities, artificial price hike and consumer fraud. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies will jointly run the campaign titled Price Transparency Week. The campaign aims to promote price transparency, enforce mandatory price lists and curb unfair market practices. Authorities, civil society and media have been urged to support the initiative and report any irregularities. The Home Ministry, Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, provincial governments and local levels have been instructed to implement the campaign. Local bodies will require business to display price list and monitor compliance. District administration officers will also intensify market monitoring, while central and provincial committees will oversee enforcement and take action against violations. The government said the campaign comes amid growing complaints of price inconsistency and consumer cheating. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has begun monitoring holding centres where landless squatters from unorganised settlements are currently being housed. The relocation of settlements along riverbanks and tributaries in the Kathmandu Valley to safer locations has been underway since the 25th of April. Those displaced have been placed in various holding centres and residential facilities. Committee members on Saturday visited the holding centres at the Nepal Electricity Authority Training Centre and the Agricultural Development Bank Training Centre in Bhaktapur. Committee Chair Samiksha Baskota said the committee would hold discussions in the coming days on the condition of the holding centres, service management and areas requiring improvement before providing suggestions and feedback to the concerned authorities. The Kathmandu Metropolitan Cities Department of Environmental Management has intensified regular vehicle inspections to help reduce rising air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley. In coordination with the Valley Traffic Police Office, the department has been conducting routine checks on vehicle emissions at various locations across the city. The Metropolitan City said the campaign aims to ensure that vehicles operating on the roads comply with government-set emission standards, with the objective of improving air quality in the valley. During the inspections, authorities have been taking immediate legal action against vehicles that fail to meet the required standards. Fines are being imposed as part of the enforcement process, as such vehicles are considered a major source of increasing air pollution. A secretariat meeting of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party is set to take place at 6 p.m. today in Kathmandu. According to party spokesperson Manish Jha, the meeting has been called on the directive of party president Ravi Lamisane and will be held at the party's central office in Banasthali. The agenda includes discussions on the schedule for the party's general convention, appointments to various commissions and departments, dissolution of district committees, disciplinary matters, and preparations for the Central Committee meeting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the conflict with Ukraine appears to be nearing an end. According to the BBC, speaking to reporters after a scaled-down military parade in Moscow marking the Soviet victory in World War II, leader Putin said the special military operation in Ukraine was approaching its final stage. He also criticized Western countries for continuing to support the government in Kyiv. This year's Victory Day parade featured a reduced display of tanks and missiles because of security concerns amid fears that Ukraine could target Red Square with drone attacks. A last-minute ceasefire between Moscow and Kyiv, brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump, helped ease tensions, and the parade concluded without incident. Earlier in his Victory Day address, Putin described the war as just and accused Ukraine of being an aggressive force backed by the NATO alliance. Later, Putin also said he would only meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after a lasting peace agreement is reached. At least 39 people have been killed in a fresh wave of Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. The BBC cited the ministry as saying one of the deadliest attacks targeted the southern town of Saksakye, where at least 7 people, including a child, were killed. The ministry said 15 others were injured, including 3 children. The Israeli military stated that it was targeting members and infrastructures linked to the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. The Israeli Defense Force said it was aware of reports of civilian casualties during the operation. Israeli forces and Hezbollah have continued exchanging fire despite a ceasefire agreement announced on the 16th of April by U.S. President Donald Trump between the governments of Israel and Lebanon. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while the Tarai region will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister's office launches advice collection portal to receive public suggestions on budget formulation. Price Transparency Week campaign to begin from tomorrow to check market irregularities and price hikes. Regular vehicle inspections intensify to reduce air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. And Russian President Vladimir Putin cites Ukraine conflict nearing an end. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.